It seems like a tougher round for me. Richmond's not been my best track over the years, and then the Roval's such an unknown. All I have to pull from the Roval is our test session, and we had a really good test there. Maybe there is a real good chance for us to get a win there. Chase One is, you know, race on a road course, so that should apply. Pulling back to the 10,000-foot view and looking at the three races, Vegas has been strong for us over our, you know, existence. Richmond, not so much. Unknown with Roval, so I've been more concerned than I have optimistic.
How much would you hate to have to go to Charlotte and have to win the Roval? It's not like, okay, I have to win Talladega, but the Roval seems like a whole other level of unpredictability.
I'm prepared for it. I just feel like the mile and a half stuff, you know, has been amongst a couple of manufacturers and a couple of cars, so I don't see an opportunity there. Richmond, I don't know. We've been okay. We had a good run in the spring, but I'm preparing because I don't want to be caught off guard and I don't want to walk in there upset. But I'm preparing that I've got to go there to win to survive, win to move on.
Good on road courses.
Yeah, I do. You know, there's just so many unknowns around the track, and it's just going to be chaos. It really is. Yep.
Invest in metal. Keselowski's statement. I thought that was great.
Yeah.
Invest in metal.
Yeah. Fernelli's loving this.
In the opening of the NFL season, my quarterback is Aaron Rodgers. And when Aaron goes carted off into the locker room, and then somehow he comes back, and he probably shot his knee up or whatever, he comes back and he plays and he delivers the performance of a lifetime. I kind of thought about you, Jimmy, actually, to tell you the truth, because he was not going to be denied. And I wonder if you ever look at athletes like that and go, man, you know, I get that.
I watched the game. It is so inspirational to see that happen. And I've been able to live through and create a few of those moments on my own. It's been amazing to experience it. And when you reflect back, you're like, wow, I really did that. You know, and you want to believe that you're capable of it. But until you do it and see it, you just don't know. So I know what we're capable of. And I know we have done the unthinkable in the past. And to win this eighth championship, you know, we're going to have to do something that's never been done before. So, I have optimism and belief that we will have another look at an eighth championship. I don't know if it's this year, if it's next, the year after. But, we've got everything stacked up around it and trying to make it happen.
Because when Aaron came back, he didn't just come back and play, which would have been enough. He led the team to a win that no one would have guessed was going to happen. And that's what you're talking about.
Yeah, I think in order to break this, you know, mark in history, it's going to take that. And I don't expect it to come easy. No championship does. To tie Petty and Earnhardt took, you know, such a miracle to have that opportunity. And to ever beat those guys, it's never been done. So to ever beat them, it's going to take a true miracle to make all that happen.
And that's what you live for, because, you know, people always think you're down. Poor Jimmy, he's used to winning. But do you live for the fact that you can do something that hasn't been done and, like, reverse something that people don't expect?
I've never been stats-driven. It's really been about the experience. And I love being around people, and I love working with my team. I love driving that race car. So for me, you know, I had a lot of years that I wasn't very successful in my ascension up to my time at Hendrick Motorsports, and I fell in love with racing for my own reasons, and it wasn't because of trophies, and it wasn't because of fame, and it wasn't because of money, it wasn't because of any of that stuff. It was the experience I had driving the car, and I'm still very much in that space, and I'm not expecting anybody to say, oh, poor Jimmy Johnson, but I would ask that people don't think that I've had enough and I'm ready to throw in the towel, or that I don't care or I don't want it. That's just unfair, and you don't know me. And anybody that does know me knows quite the opposite.
If anything, that fires you up the opposite direction.
Without a doubt. Fire burns as bright as it's ever has.
Kind of like
it's epic.
Starting a championship race and right before the flag falls, going back. And then
yeah, your car disappears. Where is that going? Yeah.
I mean, you've done a lot of things. I mean, you have overcome when people weren't expecting it, like that race in 2016 when you won at Homestead.
Right.
Sometimes
I forget all about the car not being there at the start of the race and having to go to the back. And I remember the chain of events with the restarts and all of that, but the day started just about as bad as it could. Yeah. I mean, minutes before the command to fire engines. Yeah.
That's got to help you through all of this, because sometimes it seems like it might be easy when you're winning all the time, but it's how you do in the tough times that...
Yep. that's how you do in the tough times. And, you know, through those tough experiences, you know, I have realized that there are some simple things that never change. And one is I still just have to go drive a race car. And when things get complicated and pressure's really creeping in, I try to just revert back to the simplicity of it all and just going out to drive a race car. Like, put the rest away. You know what you're doing. You know what you're feeling. You know how to communicate. You just go do that and start there and then take it from there. I would love for you to make up the wildest story you can, and then we're just going to run with that and have a little fun with it. There's more to come. We're still working through details, but Fernando's very excited to do something different, as am I. And you know, details are still being sorted out, and there's more to come, so stay tuned. Good. Thank you.
I understand.
Thank you.
I completely.
Very tough on it.
Jimmy, the possibility of in race, you know, with gambling becoming so widespread in the States now and legalized around the, really around the country, in race gaming and gambling and so forth, what could that do for the sport?
Well, I think we're all aware of fantasy football and how the casual fan that was excited to place some bets and have some added excitement while watching became, you know, avid fans. So I think we have that same opportunity as well. And, you know, the betting's gone on, so the fact that it's legalized, I think, is a big win for everybody as well.
The first race of the playoff here, I guess playoffs in any sport are always like you ratchet up a little bit more. Kind of the same thing in NASCAR, some of you guys with the fans.
Without a doubt, and I'm always surprised how each team does somehow ratchet it up more. We don't do anything different from week to week, from a you know, the season, the regular season ending into the start of the playoffs, but somehow, you know, dealing with pressure and performance and execution, it does ratchet up somehow. It's pretty amazing to watch it.
Is it almost that mindset? Oh, now it's the playoffs, kind of with you guys. It's like it's a little bit different.
You know,
it's
funny because when I've been in a position and we have personally, you know, our team has stepped it up that next notch, and others are aware of it. I've sat there thinking, I don't know what I did any different. So I've watched it and watched other teams go through it, and I know that they're not really sure what was different, but they just did something that was kind of superhuman or just answered the call for that next level of stress and pressure that comes with it, which is really cool to see in sports. We love it in NASCAR, and we also see it in other sports.
I don't know when your first race was in Vegas, but maybe 2004 or 5, somewhere right in there, maybe?
Oh, two, I guess. Well, I ran in the Xfinity Series here as well from about 2000. So
you've seen a ton of change, and now to have two races here, and just what does that mean? I mean, because you've seen the evolution of Vegas from an outsider looking in, coming in once a year or whatever, twice a year now.
Yeah, I mean, my history in racing in Vegas goes back to probably 84, 83, here racing motocross bikes. So I grew up in Southern California, raced dirt bikes. You know, we would have many national events here for the amateur ranks and would come up here and race. So I've been coming here a long time. The city has changed a ton. I remember the excitement about NASCAR coming to the West Coast and coming to Las Vegas and how great of a fit that would be. You know, it's neat to see it. It started off with just a little bull ring that was out there, and it's turned into far more. But I have many fond memories of racing at Sam Boyd Stadium in a stadium truck, a Chevy Stadium truck, to having my brains beat out of the Mint 400 out there. So this has always been a very fun racing town for me, and I've just appreciated how Nevada, and especially this town of Las Vegas, has embraced motorsports, and it's part of the, you know, the fabric here.
Thank you.
Yep.
It.